The most important priority for the left is not to offer any answer at all to such questions. They would prefer to maintain Orwell's definition of fascism as anything not desirable, thus excluding their own fascistic proclivities from inquiring eyes. When they are forced to answer, however, the response is usually more instinctive, visceral, or dismissively mocking than rational or principled. Their logic seems to be that multiculturalism, the Peace Corps, and such are good things, things that liberals approve of, and good things can't be fascist by simple virtue of the fact that liberals approve of them. Indeed, this seems to be the irreducible argument of countless writers who glibly use the word fascist to describe the bad guys, based on no other criteria than that liberals think they are bad. Fidel Castro, one could argue, is a textbook fascist, but because the left approves of his resistance to U.S. imperialism, and because he uses the abracadabra words of Marxism, it's not just wrong, but objectively stupid to call him a fascist. Meanwhile, calling Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Rudy Giuliani, and other conservatives fascists is simply what right-thinking, sophisticated people do. The major flaw in all of this is that fascism, properly understood, is not a phenomenon of the right at all. Instead, it is, and always has been, a phenomenon of the left. This fact, an inconvenient truth, if there ever was one, is obscured in our time by the equally mistaken belief that fascism and communism are opposites. In reality, they're closely related, historical competitors for the same constituents, seeking to dominate and control the same social space. The fact that they appear as polar opposites is a trick of intellectual history and, more to the point, the result of a concerted propaganda effort on the part of the Reds to make the Browns appear objectively evil and other. Ironically, demonization of the other is counted as a definitional trait of fascism. But in terms of their theory and practice, the differences are minimal. It's difficult now, in the light of their massive crimes and failures, to remember that both fascism and communism were, in their time, utopian visions and the bearers of great hopes. What's more, fascism, like communism, was an international movement that attracted adherents in every Western society, particularly in the aftermath of World War I, but beginning much earlier, a fascist moment arose on the ashes of the old European order. It drew together the various strands of European politics and culture, the rise of ethnic nationalism, the Bismarckian welfare state, and the collapse of Christianity as a source of social and political orthodoxy and universal aspirations. In place of Christianity, it offered a new religion of the divinized state and the nation as an organic community. This international movement had many variants and offshoots and went by different names in different countries. Its expression in different societies varied depending on national culture.